For those of you who were able to join us this morning for Eucharist, for our parish celebration of All Saints' Day, we heard a bit of a meditation about how time is relative. And I'd like to pick up on that very theme just for a moment, because I think it gives us a clearer idea of what we are about in the present moment. Within the Christian church, there has been a long struggle about why we might pray for the dead. Years ago, centuries ago, it was thought that somehow those who passed from our midst, marked with the sign of faith, needed some sort of assistance because of the punishment that was theirs before they could gain the vision of God. And during the Reformation, there was a rejection of that line of thinking and saying that all those who passed from this life immediately were in the presence of God. And somehow we were supposed to take wonderful joy in that thought. But the reality is that as human beings, we do not experience death in that way. In fact, it takes us a long time to work through the process of losing someone whom we love. And within the church, every member who goes into the ground represents a loss of love. Because while they may not be a member of our immediate human family, they are, in fact, and have been marked out as children of God. And so they are our brothers and sisters in the family we call the church, the family of God, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And so even though we may not grieve profoundly and deeply at the passing of a fellow believer, in point of fact, the church somehow experiences loss. Because, for example, if they were a marvelous voice in the choir, or they were a more than competent musician, or perhaps they were an ever-present reality in the kitchen of the parish, or perhaps they were the one who was teaching our young people, or on and on and on, we can think of all the various ministries in the church. Once that person passes from our midst, we are at a loss. Oh, in our theology and in our understanding of the Christian mystery of the communion of saints, we haven't lost anything. But that's not our experience. That's not what we feel. And so today, what we do this night is not so much as it was centuries ago, some sort of mystical way of helping people along the way, as it is helping us along the way. Helping us to understand grief. Helping us to integrate our loss. Helping us, in some figurative way, to see the journey to God. A journey that begins in our baptism, and a journey that only ends when we are fully in union with our Creator. Maybe tonight it can be conceived of in this way. You know, St. Paul talks about having run the good race, having fought the good fight. Those of us who may have been runners at any given point in time and actually run a race know that at the end of that race, there's always both the exhilaration of having finished, but also the total exhaustion of having pushed ourselves beyond our usual physical capacities. And we watch it all the time in special races like those in the Olympics when the sprinters just fall down on the ground when they finish even as they won a gold medal. Maybe that's what this celebration is about. That the people who have been with us but now have left our midst through the portal of death are now just finishing the race. Maybe they are falling down in exhaustion for having lived this life. We see that keenly when those that we have loved before they pass from our midst have suffered deeply, physically or emotionally. In fact, our entire liturgy this evening talks about rest. Rest. And maybe that's what helps us understand what is afoot here. That is, we work day after day after day and struggle to know the mind and the heart of God ever more deeply. Finally, when we are exposed to that reality which is our death and we see the way clear to the throne of heaven, maybe we fall over that finish line and fall down exhausted, even though we will have attained the prize, even though we have won the medal, even though the race is now finished, yet we need to rest. And so we pray ever so tenderly, as we just heard in the sequence hymn, "Sweetest Jesus, give them eternal rest." For once we leave this world and we are invited into the courts of God, we no longer need to strive. We no longer need to suffer. As we heard in the Word of God, every tear will be wiped away. Every pain will be obliterated. We will only be in the very presence of Almighty God, the very maker of heaven and earth. And all of this because of the immense and deep love that has been shown to us in the mystery of Christ. Christ himself, who experienced our life in every way, including our death, to show us that what for centuries in human existence seemed to be a curse is itself really a blessing. Because it is through this portal, through this doorway, that we enter into a glorious presence, the very throne of glory, the very ineffable presence of our God. That's what we think on tonight. That's what we celebrate. After liturgy this morning, during the luncheon that we had, someone came up to me and said, "You know, I often don't think about All Saints Day all that much." Said, "And I really don't want to, because I hear about how all of us are supposed to be singing forever in the throne room of God." He said, "I can't sing a note. To think that I'm going to have to be singing forever, I don't want to." Well, and I said to him, I said, "Well, that will be taken care of." In fact, that song isn't so much the song of our voice as it is the song of our heart. As our heart sings to God, and our heart gives glory to God, and the very life that we experience but in a shadow in this world is made ever more deeply real, complete, and intense as we come into the very presence of God. Reflect for a moment on the most intense joy that you have ever experienced in this life. Whether it was the joy of a success of a child, or the joy of two lovers who come together, or the joy of having done something wonderful in the world to make a difference. Whatever it is that makes us joyful, take that and realize that it is that feeling, that ecstasy, that experience that God holds out for us for all eternity. Well, if that's the case, then we better get some rest before we get there. Because indeed, if we see it from our human perspective, it's a lot of work. But in reality, we will be changed. St. Paul says, in the twinkling of an eye, we will be transformed. No longer will we work. No longer will we strive. No longer will tears darken our eyes. But only joy, only peace, only happiness. And so, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate a requiem, it isn't a sad day, although this is a day for us to rest in the confident assurance of our faith that those whom we have loved and who have lived the fullness of their life and are now with God, that they too have reached the finish line. They have attained the prize. And perhaps what we pray for them this night is that they may rest before they lift themselves up into the very presence of God, a God that lives not forever, but in all eternity. It is our earnest prayer that if there is still grief in your heart, that it will be comforted by that assurance. And that as we go forward, our prayers for those who have died will help them stand fully now in the presence of our God.